This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from KR to near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A UTV and ATV crash in Dover injured four people over the weekend. Two were taken to Children's Hospital. Flight for Life was needed for one of the victims. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Racine Unified is considering increasing the cost for the new Red Apple K-8 school. If approved at their next meeting, it would bring the total to almost $37 million. The school's opening has been delayed until January of 2026. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can, you know, kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. I just wanted it more. I just fired off the ball. To be honest, I didn't see nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for big, big savings and comfort this holiday season, you can buy Oprah's favorite sheets and PJs for up to 30% off. Her favorite pajamas have been marked down from $230 to just $160 Buku Dolores. It isn't cheap, but who doesn't want to go to bed feeling like Oprah Winfrey? HBO's wildly popular The Last of Us broke records for viewership on the streamer. Season 2 of the post-apocalyptic show will drop in spring of 2025, according to HBO chairman Casey Bloys. The Last of Us is based on the popular video game of the same title. The show stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, who will both return for the second season. Ramsey teased that the second season will be even darker than the first. If you're a Pascal fan and can't wait until spring of 2025 to watch him on screen, check him out in Gladiator 2, which opens November 22nd. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy, unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are four-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Becoming mostly cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking a half inch or more possible by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. High today, 55. Breezy, 50 tonight. Rain ending, 60. Our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.